This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Local police say Taliban fighters took control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province and encircled the provincial capital. The insurgent group's recent battlefield victories have come amid a stalemate in peace talks and a U.S. troop withdrawal still on pace to conclude by early September. Police in Kunduz said the fighting around the Imam Sahib district began late Sunday, and by midday Monday, the Taliban had overrun the district headquarters and were in control of police headquarters. They were within a kilometer of the provincial capital. Dozens of districts have fallen to the Taliban since May 1st, when U.S. and NATO troops began their final departure from Afghanistan. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Sung Kim met with South Korean Unification Minister Lee In-jung on Tuesday to discuss the North Korean nuclear issue and find a way to resume suspended dialogues between the nations. Kim said on Monday that the U.S. is hoping to receive a response from North Korea for the U.S. proposal for the meeting. Lee urged North Korea to respond to the proposal, stating now was a good opportunity to reopen the discussions. Kim is on his fourth day of the visit to Seoul and is scheduled to meet other South Korean government officials. COVID-19 deaths in the United States have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the disaster in March of 2020, while the drive to put shots in arms hit another encouraging milestone on Monday. That's 150 million Americans fully vaccinated. The coronavirus was the third leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2020. That's behind heart disease and cancer, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Cuba's government is announcing that its three-shot Abdala vaccine has been proven to be 92% effective against the coronavirus. It provided no details of the clinical testing. The Abdala is one of the vaccines Cuba's testing. It recently said its Soberana 2 vaccine has shown a 62% efficacy. The announcement came as Cuba faces its worst outbreak since the start of the pandemic with record new infections. Panama's top diplomat said on Monday that she has asked the United States for financial help in dealing with a large number of migrants who crossed the jungle between Colombia and Panama, and plans to ask European countries to contribute as well. Foreign Minister Erica Moines said the United States is considering that request. She said she would ask European governments on her upcoming visit to Europe. She said the number of migrants arriving at Panama's southern border is expected to rise in the coming months. Thousands of migrants, many from Haiti or African countries, make the dangerous crossing of the Darien Gap on foot in hopes of reaching the U.S. border. Australia said Tuesday that it will strongly oppose a UNESCO plan to list the Great Barrier Reef as in danger over deterioration caused by climate change. The UN body released a draft report on Monday recommending the reef's World Heritage status be downgraded because of its dramatic coral decline after years of public threats to do so. Environmental campaigners have said that the decision highlighted Australia's lack of action to curb the emissions, the carbon emissions, which contribute to global warming on a routine basis. The United Nations says more than 8,500 children were used as soldiers last year in various conflicts around the world. It says nearly 2,700 other children were killed in conflicts, despite being non-combatants. An annual UN report on children in armed conflict released Monday reported more than 19,000 cases worldwide of maiming, sexual abuse, abduction, denial of humanitarian aid, targeting of schools or hospitals for attacks, and recruitment of children for armed conflict. The bulk of the cases were reported in Somalia, Democratic Republic of Congo, Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has since 2017 singled out for shame groups that do not have measures in place to protect the children from these kinds of abuses. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.